On the Mysel Bax, I've kindly lit in the first candle of our Advent wreath, and we're anticipating the arrival of Christmas. I wonder if some of us have already got our Christmas tree up. I know some families are very early getting it up. Others, maybe you're waiting to December or waiting till Christmas Eve. Some of us who are younger might well have started the countdown to Christmas. I know some people started that on the 16th of September, which is 100 days to Christmas. There is no doubt about it though, lights at this time of year are so necessary. And on Monday in parts of Inverness, it was so dark and gloomy and foggy, you couldn't see very far in front of you. And that welcoming light in a house that you might see was well received. But as we put up our Christmas trees over the next few weeks, each week as we light another candle on our wreath and that light gets brighter and brighter, let's remember the words that Ellen and Ruth read for us. Now, some of the older ones might want to check out and have that reading in front of you just now from Isaiah 9, but there'll be some visual prompts on the screen behind too. So Ellen and Ruth read words that were written 700 years before Jesus was born. That was when the Israelites were waiting. They weren't waiting for Christmas, not that they knew about it, but they were waiting for a rescuer that would save them. And it was into this context that God used Isaiah to give a people a message about this coming rescuer. He told Isaiah what was to come and who was to come. Now, it was a really dark time for the Israelites. Ever since Solomon, the people of God had had conflict and war after conflict and war, and not all the kings would uphold God's law in the land. Isaiah was speaking at a time where Assyria had taken Israel and Judah was next in line. Assyria was a big superpower that was sweeping up nations. And it was into this context that Isaiah delivered a message from God of hope and of light. That although now the people were living in darkness, there would be a day, one day, a great light would come through and shine on them. And these words were a bit like signposts, pointing forwards, showing what was to come. That the gloom and the darkness that they were living in would end. And if you glance through verses 2-5, you can see that light was going to overcome darkness. That there was going to be a time of joy, a time of freedom, which would overcome oppression. And that the victory would be complete and the battle would be won. And it was in the midst of the darkness and difficulty, this day that was signposted by Isaiah's words must have felt like a long time to wait, waiting in such a difficult circumstance, much longer than our wait to Christmas. But Isaiah's words also point forward to what kind of rescuer was going to come. They showed who is to come that could bring such a transformation to society and to lives. And the memory verse that we'll be doing in December is verse 6, which is here. And this is the verse that we're going to focus on just now. I wonder if we could read that together. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. What amazing words. Here we are, 700 years before Jesus was born, and Isaiah was sharing the message that this Messiah, this ruler, was going to be born as a tiny little baby, born as a human baby. And on these tiny shoulders, he would have the responsibility of governing, of leading the people. And verse 7 says, this would be the ruler forever. This child will have authority over everything. And Isaiah also prophesies that there were four names that we've already been mentioning in this service that he'd be called. And I wonder if I could maybe have four helpers. Is there anybody that would be willing to help me just now? Micah, Is that yes? Thank you very much. Sophie, would you like to come and help? Tahila, I need one more. Yes, Abby, out you come. Fantastic. So, we've got four wee ones, and we're thinking about four names. Four names that this baby was going to be called. Now, choosing names is a really big responsibility. For parents who are pregnant, who are waiting for a baby to come, it can often be an endless conversation. What shall we call our child? I wonder, do any of you know the meaning of your name? Yes, Micah.
Micah means yeah. Who is like God.
Micah means who is like God. Fantastic. Do you guys know the meanings of your name? No. Maybe it's something that we could all have a wee chat about over lunch. What do our names mean? Well, Isaiah's name, it meant that God saves. Isaiah's name meant exactly the message that he had to share with God's people, the message that God had asked him to share. It was a reminder that God was going to send a rescuer, a Messiah. So the four names of this baby that have been given to us, this baby that was going to rule over everything, described aspects of his character, described who he is, and pointed forwards to who was to come. So the first of these names, I wonder, Micah, since you're first in line, do you want to hold this? Do you want to read it out, big loud voice?
Wonderful Counselor.
Wonderful Counselor. If you want to hold that, and it will point it towards baby Jesus, because we're pointing toward who was to come. And I wonder if we could have an action to go with this. So we could say, Wonderful Counselor. Should we try that together? Wonderful Counselor. Because a counselor is someone who's able to listen, advise, and help inform plans. So this rescuer, this Messiah, was someone who was going to be wise, who could give the right advice. In the darkness and the gloom, Isaiah declared that the rescuer would be with us to show the way ahead. Now, Tahila, there's another sign here. Do you want to come along this way a little bit, Micah? That's it. And Tahila.
Mighty God.
And do you want to point it this way? So we've got Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. So we're going to say Mighty God. Should we do that together? Mighty God. Now, we might think of someone who is mighty as someone who's just strong, a bit like Goliath was a mighty giant. But being mighty is about also having power, having the ability to make something happen. So in the darkness and in the gloom, Isaiah was giving hope that the rescuer would be somebody who would have so much power, so much authority that he could make things happen, just like God. Our next sign, pointing forward to Jesus, who was to come. Do you want to? Everlasting Father. Should we put it together? Everlasting Father.
Everlasting Father.
Fantastic. You point it this way then. Everlasting Father. So we're going to go like this. Everlasting Father. Should we do that together? Everlasting Father. So our Everlasting Father. This rescuer was going to be someone who takes seriously his duties of loving authority and of provision for his people, ensuring that even the weaker members of society, the poor and the needy, had everything that they needed. In the darkness and the gloom, Isaiah was saying the rescuer would be caring, loving, and provide justice, not just for a time, but forever. And we had one more name here. Should we have a look at this together, Abby? Prince of Peace. And should we point it this way too? Can you hold it for me? Thank you very much. Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. This was a prince, not of peace and quiet, the absence of noise, but prince of shalom. The Hebrew word for peace, which doesn't just mean the absence of conflict, that there would be no more wars, but the presence of something better. Because the Prince of Peace was going to take God's broken people, God's broken world, and restore it to wholeness and completeness, putting back the pieces of as they should be. And in the darkness and gloom, in the broken relationships between countries, between people and God, Isaiah was pointing forwards to a time where the rescue would bring peace and wholeness. And so 700 years later, we see in Jesus' birth the beginning of the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. A child was born as a gift who would have authority over everything, even death, as he took the punishment of the world's sins in the weight of the cross that he carried on his shoulders. Jesus, the wonderful counselor, who taught and advised and shared wisdom with the people he met. The mighty God, who was indeed God himself, stepping into our darkness. The mighty, all-powerful God who displayed his power over the waves and the wind, over unclean spirits, over death itself. The everlasting Father who invited the children to come to him, who promised not to leave his followers as orphans, and the Prince of Peace who sent those he healed away in peace, who left his peace with his disciples, who invited all to find peace and wholeness with him. Now, if we can turn these like this, and can you put yours a wee bit lower, and turn yours like this, and join it up with Micah's. There we go. And do you want to come across and join it up with Tequila's? And there we have a crown shape. Together, these signs that Isaiah shared with God's people pointed towards who was to come. This was the promised king. This is the promised king who came from the line of David, whose reign will last forever and ever. And it might be that you would like to take one of these crowns home with you this Christmas. There's some at the table here. There's some gel pens at the table. If after the service you want to go and decorate it and stick a bit of sellotape on. It might be, there's plenty for all ages, it's not just for children. It might be that you want to take one of these home and pop it on your Christmas tree as a wee reminder of the promised king that we celebrate at Christmas time. And you see, the amazing thing is the fulfillment of this promised king defied all expectations. For the birth of the new king was an invitation to encounter God personally. An invitation to live in the new kingdom of light, joy, freedom, and peace, not as subjects to the king, but as children of the king. The promised king who rules now and forevermore, and God will make all things happen because he loves his people. The promised king, king forever, king for everyone. And Joe's going to lead us in a song about that just now. Thank you very much, guys. This is-